We are learning now Daf Yud Aleph on Beis in the Ilah. And we are starting from five lines from the top, Hanicha. The Gemara said that anything that's Nasa Mitzvasai, anything that you finished doing the mitzvah with it, there cannot be Me'ilah. And therefore we learn out that just like after the Zrika, the Dam can't have Me'ilah. Why not? Because mitzvah was done. The same too, before this week also there is no Me'ilah. That was the drasha of Rav Yechon. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean? There's no such thing as something that the mitzvah is done and there's Me'ilah? We know Chumas Hadeshen is Aser, it's Me'ilah on Chumas Hadeshen. After you take off the ashes off the Mizbeach and you put on a sod of Mizbeach, Lach is, it's Aser Bahana, even though the mitzvah was done. So Gemara says, no, Chumas Hadeshen and Sar HaMishtaleach are both Shnei Ksuv Vankeach, they're both Xeris Akas, and you can't learn out from it. Why can't you learn out from it? Because it says it two different places. If you learn out one from the other, why do you have to have two places? Vice versa, you can't learn out. And one of the two cases, Chumas Hadeshen, and the other case is Sar HaMishtaleach. One of the two Seirim on Yom Kippur, you throw down a mountain, and the Halach is Aser B'Hana, even though the mitzvah was done, after it got broken into pieces, still, the Halach is Aser B'Hana. So Gemara has a kasha. Ha'nich l'man diyam, this is a good point to man diyam, who holds in Pesach Tasyuma, Eivare Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, that the limbs of the Sar HaMishtaleach can't have enough from it. El aman diyam enenemem, but according to aman diyam holds you allowed to have enough from it. Ma'ik lemeimar, what are you going to say? We are your two psukim. And the Gemara answers, you're right, that we'll have to find another place where it's exeris akasav, that even after the mitzvah is done, it's also bahana. Where's the other case? Mishum davalei tumas sedashin, a big dekuna shnei ksuv v'am ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuv v'am ke'echad, even lamdim, any two psukim that says it twice, you can't learn out. What's big dikuna? It means the begadim that the kagadim wears the Yom Kippur, after he's finished with it, even though those begadim are royal for big dik hadit all year round, for kain hadit all year round, still it cannot be used. It has to be put away and it's asa hana, even after the mitzvah is done. So you see, it's an issa hana. So you see, there's two ksuv bank echa, chumus dash and big dikuna. Ask the Gemara, honey chamar, rabbanon dami v'nicham sham, that the pasuk says that the big dekuna of Anicham Sham, which teaches us Malam and Chain Tuna Geniza Shapit, then it's good. We see that it's Issana even after the mitzvah is done. El Rabbi Dai said, Om with those damage, that you're allowed to use them, Kain Hadid, or Kain is allowed to use them the whole year round, there's no Me'ilah. So again, you only have one pasuk of Chumas Deshan, and why you learn out from there, that even if the mitzvah is done, that there is Me'ilah, Ma'ik Lameima, where's your second pasuk? And my answer is, Trumas Hadeshen, the Egla Rufa, Shtek Sum Mangacha. There's Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufa, the Shtek Sum Mangacha. And there, Egla Rufa, you have to chop the head off, the Egla off the calf, still Allah is Asa Bahana. And maybe even has Me'ilah. But we see, even after Nas Mitzvah, it's Asa Bahana. It's Machakis Roshanim, there's Me'ilah on it. Taisis Aman Alvas Mashmaz, yeah. And some say not. But either way, it's Asa Bahana, even after Mitzvah is done. So it's two Psukim, Trumas Hadeshen, Egla Rufa. Break the Gemara now, another kasha in a different direction. It's good for Mandi Yama holds you don't Lamdin. Mandi Yama Lamdin is Mandi Yama says, even if you have two psukim, you still can learn out. So, Ma'ik Lameima, why you learn out from these two places that even after something is Nasa Mitzvah, so even after the Mitzvah is done, you can have Me'ilah? The Gemara answers, both these things have Mutim. Trey Mutik Ksivi. Ksiv Hasam Ha'arufa. By everyone says Ha'arufa. Ksiv Hasam Visama Eitzam Mizbech. Says Samoy, Dafka this, Hani in, Midachrin Eloi. Only these two have this din, that's Nasa Mitzvah, so it's Asavana, and nothing else. Midachrin Eloi. Says in the Mishnah Vaita, Nesachim Betchila Moyalim Behem. It says, Nesachim Betchila Sam Moyalim Behem. It says, Nesachim, by beginning, they have Ila. Yardul Shisim Ein Moyalim Behem. It said in the Mishnah. That the Sachim, when you make this wine, kedei to pour it in the pipes down the Mizbeach, so it says that wine is Asa Bahana. But once you pour it down the Mizbeach, it's Mutter Bahana, it's Mutter Me'ilah, it's no Me'ilah. It's awesome. It's awesome. At the beginning it has Me'ilah, at the end it's more cool that it does not have Me'ilah. That's what Mishnah said. Zok to Gemara, Leima Masisim Deloi Kerav Lezer Barav Tzadik. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Lezer Barav Tzadik, the Tanya. Lezer Barav Tzadik Eimer. Lul katan hoyven kevesh lemizbeach. There was a little hatch between, you know, the kevesh attaches on the mizbeach on the south side of the mizbeach is a kevesh, and over there in the corner, in the west corner, the corner that's facing the west, there was a little hatch on the bottom of the mizbeach, on the bottom of the mizbeach, maravishal kevesh, to the west of the kevesh, and achas shivim shonam. once in 70 years, Pirchei Kuna Yaradim Bay, the young Kaharim used to go down there, and that's where all the wine went. When you pour the wine down the pipes, it went down the bottom there, under the Mizbech. And they used to go in there, Mevi'in Yayin Karosh, they brought out the congealed wine, Shudayim Le Guli Dvela, it was so hard, it was like Guli Dvela, which is hardened figs. Besarf Noyse V'Kedusha, and they used to burn it V'Kedusha. And what was their drasha? Shunem, it says in the Pasuk, about the Sachem, about Kodesh HaSeich, Nesech Shechol HaShem. And they made a drasha, Kishem Shesucha V'Kedusha, Kach Shefas V'Kedusha, my mashma, how do you know that it's Shreifu Yosef V'Kedusha? V'Amar Ravina, Asek Kodesh Kodesh, Kshiv Hocha, here it says, B'Kodesh HaSeich, B'Kshiv Hosam, by burning Noisav, Seraphtas Noisav, V'Eish V'Lo Yechad Kodesh Heim. So they make a Zer Yeshava, Kodesh Kodesh teaches us that there is a din Shreifa, Ma Noisar, Shreifas V'Kedusha, just like Noisar is a Chiv Shreifa V'Kedusha, and a Makam Kodesh. Here also, Hafainami V'Kedusha. So the Rabbi Elazar learns out that the Nesachim, even after you pour it, has a Kedusha, you have to burn it. This wine has a Kedusha, you have to burn the wine. So our Mishnah says, no Me'ila after it's poured down. Here it's Mashmah, it is Me'ila, the Chiv Shreifa, it's telling us there's the Me'ila, there's a Dim Me'ila. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Because you see, it's not Nas Mitzvasa yet. It's not done yet. You still have to make Sreifa. So my answer is, a Philip Tamer Lezber Tzadok, the E-Kalat. If you caught it, after you poured the wine in Shishim, you caught it before it went to the bottom of the Mizbeach, the Halach is, until it hits the ground of the Mizbeach, it doesn't have a Din Sreifa. And therefore, if E-Kalat, then it would not have Me'ila on that wine. After you poured it, before it hit the ground, you caught it, then the Halach is, it will not be Me'ila. E-Kadamri, another version. You read it like this. Taisa Shub Shatim, we'll read one of Taisa Shub Shatim. Ika da Amri, Leima Mastisim Karelaz Vera Tzadak and Vikalat. May our Mishnah is like Lazar Tzadak. And the case is, you caught it. Zok de Gemara. So Gemara says, Amri and Loi. So Gemara says, Loi. It could even be, the Gemara says, when the Gemara meant to ask this Kasha, the Gemara says that, maybe it's Dafka or Elazar Tzadok that it was Dafka or Elazar Tzadok. Dafka or Elazar Tzadok in a case where it was caught. That's what it says. Maybe our mission is like Elazar Tzadok and Dafka if you catch it, like we said before, because it hit the ground and it'll be straight for. The Gemara says, Amri Loi. No, it could be really the whole mission is Elazar Tzadok, and even if it goes down to the bottom, to the Ritzpah, and the bottom. We said, the Elazar Tzadok says, the Kahanim, the Pirchei Kuna, have to go take it out and burn it. Dr. Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Midrabanan, that was only Midrabanan, not Midraisa. In our Mishnah, it says, no Me'ila, means Midraisa. There's no Me'ila, because that whole din to go burn it is only Midrabanan. So Gemara asks, Vakrok and Asavla, you brought a Pasik, a Gzer Shava. So Gemara, no, Asmachta, it's only Asmachta. So there's two versions in the Gemara. One version of Gemara is, Elazar Tzadok holds the Raisa to get in. So how could our Mishnah go according to Elazar Tzadok, the cases you caught it? The second shot is saying, no, you don't have to say you caught it. Even if you say you didn't catch it, still, maybe it's only Midrabanan, and our Mishnah is going Midaraisa. So, the Mishnah Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Havnaira. Now, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is where you brought the Keteris, and there was ashes left there. So, our Mishnah assumes that you take that ashes and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach, the same place you put the Trumas Hadeshon of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is all the Kabanas, the ashes there. You take the Trumas Hadeshon and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach. The same thing you do by Mizbeach HaPnimi also, with the ashes of the Keteris. Also, the Menorah also has little ashes in the cups. So, that those ashes, like Nanim, like Marilim. There's no Inala, but there's no Me'ila either. There's no Me'ila either, because there's no din. V'sama yetz mezbech. It says as a Me'ila by Shuvas Desh and special pasuk v'sama yetz mezbech. But here there's no din v'sama yetz mezbech that says as a Me'ila. There's no Me'ila by Dishon mezbech. Pnimi emunayra. Hamakdish Dishon mitchila. But what happens if you makdish the Dishon? You go over to the ashes. I want to be makdish it. Then Me'ilamai. There will be Me'ila. And Tosfos, you know, grapples with exactly what is the chiddush of that. Of course, he says you can makdish zevel even. Dung, you can makdish anything. What's the chiddush? So it sounds like the chiddush is you still keep makdish deshan. Maybe since it's not clear what the chiddush is, but that's what it says. The makdish deshan mitchila moyalim bay. The mesfaris is different shadow what makdish deshan means. He says it means that you took the deshan mizbeach primi, you put it in the place where the mizbeach chitzon deshan was, and we know that deshan also I know. So it's impossible to get mixed together. So therefore moyalim bay. So makdish deshan mitchila means that when you put it on the side of mizbeach moyalim bay because it got mixed up together. What bothers me about that pshat is that the Mishnah is not mashma like that pshat. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. Toirim shalo yigiyas manam. You makdish birds that did not reach the right age. They were underage. You couldn't bring them for a carbon yet. or Bnei Yonah Shavazmana, or Bnei Yonah that was past their time, Leinenim Leimayolim. There's Isser Hana, but there's no Me'ila. Why not? Because it's not Royal Carbon. Sok to Gemara. Bish Lama Mizbech Achitzayin. So it's in our Gemara's Avoyer that you put the Disha Mizbech Pnimi Adam Neira on the side of the Mizbech, the same place you put Shumas Adasha. And the only question is, it says no Me'ila. But that's where you put it. So Mar says, Bishlam Mizbech Achitzayin, we know we put it there, the Chsiv Bey, Vesama Yetz Mizbech. Which says in the Pasuk, Vesama Yetz Mizbech. Mizbech Apnimi Nolan. How do you know Mizbech Apnimi that you put the ashes on the side of Mizbech? The Gemara answers, Amar Avlazah Domakra, Amar Avlazah Domakra, Vahisir Esmei Rasoi B'nei Tzasa. It says in the Pasuk that you take the stomach of the bird and you throw it. It says, Lashon Pasuk, you need the end of the Pasuk. It says, Vahishlech Aysa Itzah Mizbech Hei Kedma. You throw it on the Kedma side of the Mizbeach. El Mekayim Hadashan. Put it on the eastern side of the Mizbeach and the Makim Hadashan. So why does it say Makim Hadashan? We know the Deshan goes there from a different Pasuk. So why does it say Makim Hadashan? So since we don't need it for the ashes of Mizbeach Chitzayin, we'll use this pasuk for the ashes of Mizbeach Apnimi. So the makar from Mizbeach Apnimi is from a Makayim Hadashan. Ask the Gemara, Ema, either we do Mizbeach Chitzayin, maybe both Pshukim are for Mizbeach Chitzayin. But some of the Mizbeach says you have to put it next to the Mizbeach. And this pasuk that says, teaching us there has to be Kedma on the eastern side. Teach us where it is. Why does it say Mayel Mekayim Adoshan? Why is it Mekayim Adoshan? That's extra word. Just say Mizbeach Kedma. That teaches us that even Mizbeach Pnimi needs it. Needs to put it on the side of Mizbeach. And Taisa speaks out that if we just say Mizbeach Kedma, we know it's talking about the Trumas Hadashim because we learn Gzeres Shava that Gzeres Shava, Eitzel, that's what he says, you will learn out. And how do you know Menorah, by the way, you put it in there? Menorah, Nolan, Deshen, Hadeshen. Loshen Hadeshen, Loshen Rabim, and Loshen is the extra word. Hadeshen teaches us that even the Menorah also, the Deshen, the ashes from Menorah also go in this spot. So they all go in this spot. The only difference is that Disham is Be'ach HaPnimi, and the Menorah, there is no Me'ilah.